You're listening to SBS News.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has met his state counterparts in Melbourne to get the final approval to end the so-called tampon tax.
The first item of business will be discussing the removal of the GST on feminine hygiene products. This is a long overdue reform which will put more money into the hip pockets of Australian households.
Treasurer Frydenberg says the move will cost the states about $30 million a year, but it was agreed to unanimously. From next year, the 10% GST on women's tampons and other sanitary products will be lifted. It ends an 18-year campaign for the exemption, which Prime Minister Scott Morrison had labelled an anomaly. Queensland's Treasurer Jackie Trad agrees it's time for a change.
As an Australian woman, and to all of the Australian women out there, can I say well done on your advocacy for around this issue? It has not gone unnoticed, and today we made a decision.
But with one tax ending, campaigners are setting their sights on another. The calls have already begun for the GST to be removed from other women's products like breastfeeding aids such as breast pumps and nipple shields. Advocates say they shouldn't be taxed because baby formula isn't either. The Australian Healthcare and Hospitals Association's Alison Verhoeven says there's another long-term benefit.
While it generates $2 million in tax for government, we also know that babies are healthier and live healthier lives if they're being breastfed for as long as possible. So it's an investment in good health for our babies.
If only every tax problem was as easy for the federal government to solve as the tampon tax. In the same Treasurer's meeting, the Coalition tried to convince the states to support its radical redesign of GST distribution. The Prime Minister says it's imperative to change it.
All states and territories are better off. It's time we did this. It's time we stopped the arguing about it. I'm going to get it done. Our government's going to get it done.
Currently, GST revenue is distributed at different levels for the states. Western Australia, despite driving the mining boom, received very small amounts of the GST take compared to Tasmania, for example, which has a fraction of the population. The Coalition's proposing a $9 billion change to the system, which would see Western Australia receive about $3 billion. And every state would eventually get the same minimum of 75 cents in every GST dollar. New South Wales Treasurer Dominic Perrottet isn't convinced.
I accept our responsibility to support smaller states. What I don't accept is a change in the GST model, which will make states worse off. We believe this legislation will do just that.
The federal government can make the changes without the support of the states. And it appears both Liberal and Labor treasurers aren't convinced the legislation is needed. Victorian Treasurer Tim Pallas says the Prime Minister's promise that no state will suffer under the changes isn't helpful.
Meaningless guarantees don't provide treasurers with the capacity to manage their budgets. And that's the critical point that we're all trying to get the Commonwealth to.
The state and territory treasurers can't stop the legislation being introduced to federal parliament later this month, but they want it amended so there's a written guarantee that no state will be worse off. Federal Labor also needs to support the bill in order for it to become law, but opposition leader Bill Shorten is yet to decide on his final position. Miles Morgan, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.